My name is Edwin Briss. I'm a radio producer at the Belgian Radio and Television, now at the classical radio station, and I'm also more or less responsible for the EBU, Master School for Young Radio Documentary Makers.
Can you tell me the name of feature in Belgium?
We call it Radio Documentaire, Radio Documentary. But we will never mention in program books it's a radio documentary, because it's a very boring name, and who cares? So we mentioned by the title of the program, Piazza, Alaska. It was the series that was called like this for the features.
There are always features in it, or there are other forms?
Well, we used to have a special feature slot with only features. Mm. Now we have a magazine which is called Stories. And in this program, you can have live interviews, but also short features. Short, I mean, between 5 and 10 minutes.
Is this the normal length of features in Belgium?
No, we used to have features of about 40 minutes, and it has been cancelled. Now, happily, since last year, the features came back, but at the cultural channel. They are cultural features about Handel, about Gustav Mahler, and things like that. But nevertheless, the longer features are back, but it has been closed down because money, because of studio time, because the audience is not interested anymore, they say, in that kind of program.
And how do you manage it to rise them up again?
Well, you know, it often happens, it can be just one person, a new boss, who again starts to believe in this feature, who realizes that it's not the total length that is important, but if your feature of 40 minutes, if in this feature every 3 minutes something is happening, a change of view, a new character, whatever, then people are going to listen to it. And I experienced that. The radio station is cutting down radio documentary or radio drama, suddenly it will pop up again on a place that you don't expect. And it's just because radio drama or new feature has in its essence all the strength and the power of the magic of the medium. I mean, sound, silence, word. And even if you close it, we had it in Belgium, that suddenly the pop channel, the youth channel, those young guys, they were experimenting with word and sound, and finally they made features, and they were the features again. Or they made a kind of radio drama in a feuilleton form, but there it was again. So, I mean, the medium itself is more powerful than managers, and at the last, it will win.
How many places per week or per month do you have for a feature or this form?
For the short forms, it's each day, 1 hour, but with music included.
Mm. And the features are 10 minutes?
Yes, 5 to 10 minutes. And now we have at the Cultural Channel series, for example, nine programs about Handel, or now Gustav Mahler, nine programs in summer or in fall of 1 hour,
But on not regularly.
No. It depends of anniversaries and so on. But it's the next step. Who knows that next year there might be a regular slot again.
And not only musicians, or what are the topics?
No, other topics were, for example, Four Rivers in Flanders, a kind of fresco of these rivers, with the people living there, with monuments, with writers who has written about those rivers, painters. So the whole life of a river. This is a kind of feature, sociocultural feature, if you want, but it is.
Can you tell me something about the producing process of a feature?
Normally it's done by one or two program makers who record, who pre-edit everything at their home, at their computer or at their desk, and then they go in the studio for the final editing with a technician.
And these are Freelancers or employees?
Well, both. Some people are on staff and some are employees. Many of them come from, we have two, let's say, radio and television schools in Belgium. One where you have a radio department for, it's studying 4 years of radio. That means the guys who are coming, or girls from this school, they are able to make a feature, and they know the skills, and they know how to develop a structure. And
you have a discipline at school, but no right place in the program.
Yes, that's right. That's just the drama of our station of VRT the last years. We used to have our features each Saturday, 1 hour, a lot of listeners, and then suddenly came this decision. Now it will stop. But again, it's not always just a kind of position of the whole station. It's enough that one very important boss says, now it's finished, it's old-fashioned, it's finished.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope. Thank you.